and see food at the best price.
It's time once again for your daily snapshot of what the buzz is in the backyards across America. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We're talking about the State Department spending $70,000 to buy President Obama's book. We're talking about people starting to wane away from the fascination with the Occupy movement, although some are still being arrested. In Atlanta, they arrested 50 protesters. In Oakland, about 75, and they actually threw some tear gas into the crowd as they were marching around City Hall, or in front of it anyway. We also have a father that decided, my 9-year-old can drive. And isn't it better that I have a designated driver, even if they're only 9 years old, rather than get behind the wheel smashed out of my mind? Has anyone ever heard of taxis? You know, taxis are even available in the country. I know. I've taken them. Maybe some of you have taken them. And then we have some other serious things to look at, like the fact that, this is infuriating, there are a couple of agencies of the law enforcement variety in California that, yes, are going to accept the Mexican consular cards as a valid type of form of identification for people. Well, wait a second. This is the United States. And when I'm in a foreign country, boy, I better have my papers, because trust me, they're going to check my forms of ID. I'll explain that a little bit further. And before we skedaddle, the president was on Leno. It brings up the question that some people like to ask. I don't know. Politics today different than they were 30, 40, 50 years ago, of course. Television became huge, and there are certain shows that politicians started to go on and even announce when they were going to run. But we're not talking about just politicians. When you're the president, should the president stay away from that kind of thing? Of course, other presidents have done it. Obama's not the only one. You could go back past Clinton and find that. It makes for an interesting fair or foul, just curious. Definitely people are talking about that, however. We're going to let you hear a little snippet of it. First, right off the bat, let's go to our leadoff man, Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
Hi, Kate. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just tired of some of these politicians talking about loopholes in the tax code. Like Rick Perry came out the other day and said, On this flat tax, he would just flat the 20% across the board for corporations and close some loopholes. Well, these, they're not loopholes. They are tax laws put in place for small business to expand and in some cases survive. I'm tired of the word loopholes. I cringe every time I hear somebody say it. They're not loopholes. It's not like somebody's going around the law,
right,
and deceiving the government. No, they're actual tax laws, but not loopholes.
Right.
And as far as the trucking industry goes, they're corporations. And the more you tax corporations, the more the consumer is going to end up spending on it. Every truck on the road, everything you guys buy, from your groceries to your clothes to your pens to your cars to your houses, everything is brought on by truck. And if the taxes increase on the trucks or the fuel increases on the trucks, the consumer is going to pay for it in the grocery stores and the retail stores and all across the board. Everything will go up. Which is, in all sense, packs the middle class. And I just don't understand how these people don't get it. And you're talking about mileage. I just thought I'd throw in there. I got a 2003 International. I got 1,310,000 miles on this truck right now.
Oh, you need to submit that to the Guinness Book of World Records. I wonder if that's a truck record. Because, you know, there's a lot of rigs.
No, not at all. I've had trucks over 2 million miles.
Oh, you have? I was going to say, there's a lot of trucks with a lot of miles. As a granddaughter of a trucker, I'm aware of that. But, wow, that's interesting. That's still a lot of miles. And you're dead on right about you do it for a living, you know. I've said it from the get-go. We certainly have talked to lots of different truckers, Jay, and they say the same thing, and they've been saying it for a long time. When you see gasoline spike, when you see products spike, all of that ultimately it hits the middle class. There's no question about it. And if you're really paying attention and you're shopping and you're not sleepwalking, you see it. You see how much you're paying for groceries, for a loaf of bread, for a gallon of milk, for a head of lettuce, all that kind of stuff. Absolutely. It gets passed on to the middle class without a doubt. And certainly we know, we're not naive to think that our food, I don't know, where do you think the food is coming from? You look around when you're on the highway, how many trucks are you counting, and what do you think they're hauling? So he's right. Think about it. Think about how that affects you when the tax laws, as he says, and which he's correct. Loophole does mean finding a way around. And to me, that conjures up, ooh, I have a great tax attorney, and they're finding all the niggly little things that I couldn't find myself. It would take me ridiculous amounts of hours, and I would never be able to do it. He'll find a way to circumvent, or she will find a way to circumvent what I might just owe in black and white. They'll figure out a way that I can get around that. So it does make you think that way. And he's also right in the sense that what have I said before, and I've double-checked this number, it really is around 90% small businesses in this country, and now more than ever because you see a lot of businesses that are cropping up out of necessity. And they got to have the break. And if you want small companies to expand or to hire other people, well, they have to have the money to be able to do that. And they don't have the money when they're getting sizzled by crazy taxes and not having the kind of tax laws that are flexible to increase business, which ultimately would pay off for the government. I mean, it would pay off. Rather than the consumers who have no money, have no job, and it just gets tighter and tighter and tighter out there because that's exactly what happens. That's exactly what we're seeing. One of the things that I wanted to make sure that I threw in here, because it used to be when I would jump on the air, I'm telling you, and all of you know it if you've listened to me for any length of time, and if you haven't, I apologize, but, you know, for maybe jumping in this way, but what happens is Mother Nature can be very nasty, right? Mother Nature is brutal. And almost every single show, we're talking about some disastrous event that has happened at some part of the world, but particularly here in the United States. This year, 2011, will be known for tornadoes, for floods, for fires, for some terrible storms that wrecked homes and pulled families apart, whether it was a tropical storm or whether it was a river that had expanded because of rainwater. Crazy. We got a story for you about that next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Bad news if you're a diver and you were headed to Belize or Honduras. A lot of Americans spend time in both of those spots. There's a Cat 3 hurricane, so I was talking about Mother Nature stuff, called Rena that is barreling through to those two spots and maybe beyond that. That's coming out of the National Hurricane Center, you know, and what is it on course to do? That's always tricky. It's always tricky because if you're talking about a couple of days out, does it ultimately get to the United States? Things can change. At this point, you're talking about 110-mile-an-hour winds. Oh, that is nasty. And definitely there are a lot of U.S. citizens that find themselves sometimes when they're in Cancun, for example, or any of these coastline places that they're visiting in Mexico, they're celebrating somewhere, they find themselves in an area that's being barricaded because of the potential for a devastating or strong hurricane anyway. Now, the center of Rena was just about 240 miles east-southeast of Mexico and 250 miles southeast of Cozumel, specifically. So at the time, it was gradually turning sort of to the north, and then it started to speed up. So there are Americans retiring to Cancun and to Mexico who have to be aware and concerned about these hurricanes. And, you know, when you're talking about the wind speed, especially, and the damage that can do, the storm picking up like 110-mile-an-hour winds and moving very, very slowly, which means it could get bigger at the base. Ooh, yikes. And by the way, we're not completely out of hurricane season, as you can see. That's why you get those 110-mile-an-hour winds and wind gusts of up to 135. Not great for sailing. It's good for hiding. That's what happens. You got to hide somewhere. The president wasn't hiding. He is out front of everything, including the fact that he doesn't think it's foul to go on shows like The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, or back in the Oprah days, going the Oprah Show. He did it twice, once before he became president, once after he became president. So he caught up a little bit with Leno and then talked some serious stuff as well. Here's a little slice of that.
I'm going to wait until everybody's voted off the island.
Really?
Once they narrow it down to one or two, I'll start paying attention.
All right. So he was pretty quick on Leno, actually. Moving from the Leno appearance and the president, what he's doing, John Boehner, in the meantime, a day after, I guess a couple days after, because Monday was when the president was in Las Vegas and talked about getting refinancing for people, hoping to help at least a million who are underwater. John Boehner disagrees with Obama's plan, and here's why.
The administration's tried three or four different plans over the last couple of years. Frankly, none of them have worked.
Well, that's to the point. Frankly, none of them have worked, so that's where I stand. I don't think it's going to work, and that's the end of the story from here. Fair enough, right? All right, it's a sad day for the police, and no matter how hardened they can be by some of the sick and twisted things that they see, and there certainly is some good people and some heartwarming stories along the way. I don't want to suggest that a cop's life is all about doom and gloom and negative. But imagine being a police officer, and it's just a regular routine day, filling out maybe a ticket or two, that kind of stuff. Maybe you're letting a few people go off, making their day because it didn't seem necessary. You're in the breadbasket. You're in the heart of the Midwest in a place called North Platte, Nebraska. And you stumble upon four kids who are really sitting in their own feces. I hate to paint that picture. Just squalor. And they're in cages. Oh, man. Cages? Are you kidding me? So you come to find out that this is an adoptive situation, or this isn't a situation, a foster situation, where you're getting money. Instead, it really is their own flesh and blood. Two kids, 5 and 3, and then another two kids in another cage, 8 years and 8 months. And those conditions certainly were not safe. And luckily, somebody, because who knows how long they were there, somebody decided, yeah, this doesn't add up for me, so I'm going to pay attention and I'm going to make a call. They called, and somebody came out and checked, and lo and behold, they found those cages and a mattress inside and all that stuff. So now you have four adults, 25 and under, charged with felony child abuse, first degree false imprisonment, misdemeanor child abuse, and whatnot, so on and so forth. And it's just a good thing, I guess, moving forward, how you look at it, it's just a good thing in an abusive situation, terrible situation like this, that the parents will be punished. I'm assuming the prosecutors will do their job for the way that it's looking, and the kids might have a better crack at something better instead of what these idiots are providing for them. I mean, people who have no business, I think, from everything I've read, and having kids in the first place. Whatever happened to children are innocent? Don't we want to try to keep children innocent before it's too late? We're not creating more criminals to put back into the system. Fortunately for that couple, that's exactly what they were doing. Awful, 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 awful. Another thing that I mentioned at the top in, as I say, what's happening in your hometown, what's happening in the United States, what are people talking about, it's always going to come back to the economy. So you have the president talking politics with Leno. You have Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who says he has a simple tax plan, but when you really look at it, it is pretty complex. It's pretty tough to break it down for you individually and then collectively to try and break it down. The gist is this. 20%, whatever it is you're paying now, 20% is what you would pay. And he's proposing a flat tax. Under his flat tax, there would be a tax-free capital gains and dividends, and the estate tax would be eliminated as the requirement to pay taxes on a portion of your Social Security benefits. I agree with that. I think that's ridiculous. I mean, really, how much are people making in Social Security in the first place? You have to ask yourself that question. Coming up here in just a few moments, I'm going to introduce you to a woman named Debbie Dasinger. And she's got an interesting story. She's got a program that's really touching a very big audience called Dare to Dream. And she has all kinds of guests on, you know, usually one a day, and they explain how they got to their level of success. And 9 times out of 10, I'm telling you, these are people who haven't had degrees and haven't had the opportunity to do it because they had to help feed the family. They're people that are very surprising in one way with how far they've gotten in life, showing that it still is possible to dream. Remember, I have asked that question at least once or twice a week. Is the American dream alive and well? And this woman will tell you, you can sense it from her, that in fact, yep, it is there. You just got to be able to recognize it, grab it, and not look back. And then after our conversation with Debbie, we move on to a chiropractor who I was introduced to, who has some very simple techniques that could change your life if you have some kind of lower back problem. You notice that when you work in an office, or maybe even if you work from home, the way we're seated at a keyboard and how that's now really taking a serious toll on us. And, of course, people as well constantly looking at the screen with their glasses or whatever, and that can't be great for your eyesight because of the amount of usage, what you're doing, pounding, hitting it hard while you're reading everything through the miracle of the internet. So seriously, he's got some good stuff that you'll want to hear for yourself. That's coming up at the tail end of the hour. So we're kicking the can down the road here on APN.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We talk about this all the time. The American dream. You see people lately who feel very despondent, and I always say, you know what, there's a way. How often, no matter what we're talking about, do we talk about this on America Tonight, that the glass is half full? You have to believe that, because I really think you can still reach out and grab the brass ring. Our next guest is someone who totally embodies this. Debbie Dashinger joins us now, and she is the host of a show called Dare to Dream. Do you love that? It's syndicated. I mean, you can pick it up all over the place. I'm sure it's over a million listeners now per episode. They say, you know, 50,000 to a million. I'm sure she's breaking that record wide open. And we're going to tell you how you can listen to her, too, if you've never heard her radio segments. Extremely interesting stuff and lively, fun. Don't feel like you can't make it. I think it really does inspire people. And I've been listening to her show ever since we accidentally met each other through a crazy little social media tool called LinkedIn. So she's in our virtual green room right now. Debbie, how are you?
Okay, I'm terrific. I'm so happy to be here with you and the listeners.
So I know that comes across, I think, in what you do, that you're a really positive person. Do you feel like now more than ever that's what you got to put those vibes out there and don't be afraid to keep pursuing whatever it is you want to pursue in your life?
Now more than ever. And I will tell you why. Because nothing is like it ever was before. Every paradigm we have ever known through history is broken. Business, staying in one job until you retire, relationships lasting forever, finances. Hello, look at the world, countries, communication. Everything's changed. Everything's different. Now, some can take the stance, this is a terrible state of affairs. Everything's gone to heck. What am I going to do? Well, what are you going to do? Because if you keep doing the same thing, it's very clear it's not going to work out. What this is an amazing opportunity for people to become entrepreneurs, for people to actually achieve goals and dreams, for people to start out and do what they really desire most in their heart. And I've seen incredible success stories.
And you talk about that a lot of, as I mentioned on your show, you talk about new ways to push forward, whether it's business and coming up with new ways to pursue your passion and those goals, and not to give up because people tell you, oh, you can never get there. It's not true. And what you just said, I love that this is really the time for entrepreneurs, believe it or not, don't you think?
I know it's true because I've seen people go out in a time when some people are moaning and groaning, and I've seen them become successful. So one of the keys I am talking about is you have to take contrary action. You have to do things differently. You can't think in the thought forms of before. Well, how freeing is that? How wonderful is that? It's like we're being told you have the freedom to now achieve what you want to achieve. And some people don't know how to go about that, and I'm very sympathetic because I'm every man, I'm every woman, I've been there. You know, our gift is our wound and our wound is our gift, and so why am I so good at this? How did I achieve everything I've achieved? Why do I go out and teach what I do? It's because I've been the one who suppressed my own dreams for so long, it was killing my soul.
Yeah.
And I came through that, and now I'm a success story, so I know if I can do it, really anybody can.
What was the impetus for that? What made you get off the couch, so to speak, and pursue those dreams that you weren't doing before?
You know, for so long, really, the only person between me and my dreams, the only obstacle truly was me, and it was everything between my ears.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it for so long. So the impetus was the pain. It was so painful to want to express myself into this planet, to feel like, well, it's so interesting. You know, I've been given so many gifts, all on the very, very creative side, speaking, singing, acting, writing. Not map making, that's for sure. I was sitting on all these amazing gifts, and it's like the universe, God, whatever you want to bestow as something higher than you, had given me these, and I was basically turning my back on them. And it was so painful to me to live a life saying, I can't, I'm not enough, and so forth. So it was really the pain that drove me, and I became willing to do whatever it took positively to get there. So I did a lot of inner healing work. I looked at what my beliefs were, and I had some really cockamamie ones that were holding me back that were not very nice about myself. I had some beliefs about what the world was like. I had some beliefs that everybody could achieve success, but not me. A lot of people, oh, look at that rich person. And then there was always like this huge chasm between me and that other person. They could be rich, I couldn't. There was a lot of comparison thinking and less than in my mind. And so I just embarked, whatever it takes to heal what's going on inside, I'm going to do. And I took courses and I worked on myself. And then here's the other key component, and I'm really giving you a key here. Some of it is, there's nothing you can do about it. You just got to do it anyway. So I was afraid. So what? You know, I still had to show up and do things. And then I do them and go, well, God, what was I so scared about? I'm fine. I'm breathing. I'm alive. And frankly, that was fairly successful.
Yeah.
And that gave me the encouragement to do it again and again in various places in my life. And, you know, I'm still experiencing it, Kate. Recently, you know, so right now my life is like thought to manifestation. So I was thinking, gosh, I think I'm ready in my life to start speaking again publicly and doing panels and things. And I swear, 3 months later, I'd let that thought go. Someone approached me about speaking on a panel with two very, very notable people who do it all the time. And I said, yes. And then the night before, I was a wreck. I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? I'm so scared. I'm so scared. And I'm going to be speaking in front of really huge, successful people with these two huge, successful people. I was so scared. And suddenly two things came to me. One, you asked for this, honey. You put this out in the, into the universe, and the universe said, why, yes, here you go. And I received it without even having to work for it. And the second thing was, I'm not going to get over the fear, but I can walk through fear. And sometimes the only way out is through. So I made that choice, and I just said, show up, breathe, you know, be with love, and remember it's about the audience, it's not about you. And once I did that, of course, my heart was beating quite fast in the beginning, but then I was fine. I mean, it was actually an amazing experience. A month later, I was asked to MC an event, a very big event, with Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote the book, The Four Agreements. Same thing, yep. You know, I was kind of scared. But it was like, okay, but now this is the second time being up in front of people, not behind a mic. I'm going to be okay. And so I'm building my confidence in my repertoire, and you know, this is how I get through life now. Doesn't always have to heal, but I can show up and do it anyway.
Wow. I love that. Walk through the fear. That is good. Dare to Dream allows you to hear all the stories of so many other people. And have you found that, geez, I wasn't the only person who thought this?
Kate, I am not the only person. You know, isn't that amazing? And you know what I find? Because I literally have masters come on my show. It's like my private school, and the listeners get to listen in, and it's fantastic. So these are some of the most prominent people on the planet doing incredible work, so successful. What I love about it, what I learned, is when you ask the right questions, I find out that some of these people had some pretty horrific experiences as kids. And it's an amalgam of experiences, but what's fascinating is they took that wound and they worked through it, and sometimes that's what they teach today on this planet. For instance, Dr. John DeMartini, as an example, did you know that as a child, he had such learning disabilities. He was literally told by his first grade teacher, you will never read, you will never write, you will never become anyone, you are not educatable.
Mm.
And that voice was so powerful. He was also born with a clubbed hand and foot. Nobody knows this stuff, right? Turned in.
Right.
And so when he was a teenager, he ran away and he lived on the street. This kid was headed for the dumps in life. And without telling his whole story, somebody saved him. Somebody came along and said the right words to him and saved his life. Now, what is he today? He's an educator. He goes around the world speaking all around the world, educating. Isn't that amazing? So he took his deficit and made it the greatest plus. And I actually sometimes think, because I've heard it so often, that for most of us, something that felt like a terrible thing we were born with that we had to work through really becomes our gift. And so for me, for sure, it's that I held myself down. I had so little confidence and so little belief and so little success that that's where I decided to turn my life around.
Yeah, and look what has happened. And you keep getting more and more gifts from the universe. They're giving, it's, you know, you're getting them back. You're getting everything back, like you said. Debbie, if everybody wants to, now all the listeners of America Tonight, I'm sure we've more than piqued their curiosity, they can go to a couple of different places and hear you. Give us some of those spots.
Absolutely. Well, if you like to listen at your leisure, go to my website, deborahdachinger.com. It's DACHINGER.com. You can hear me Wednesday through Sunday, www.925kyhy.com. I'm just giving out worldwide call letters. And
sure.
Back east, I'm heard on WXMR. But DeborahDachinger.com also has all the information. And I'd love to have you join me.
Excellent. And I'm sure many of them will. Dare to Dream. Those are words to live by. Debbie, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Kate, you're the best at what you do. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
It's Your Business on America Tonight. We talk about all kinds of businesses around the country, including the business of getting more business, attracting more business. I make it no secret that I love Dallas, and I love downtown Dallas. I think people who haven't been to the city have misconceptions about what it is, whether they're good or bad. A lot of them are good, but they don't realize what the city of Dallas has to offer. Lately, especially because of the sporting teams, where you had the Mavericks recently winning the NBA championship, and then you've got the now the Rangers on the verge of maybe winning the World Series, let's hope, you know where I'm rooting, beating St. Louis, you're seeing a lot of the video from Dallas. And people are, a lot of you around the country, frankly, are sending me emails to ask me about, what's the green building? I saw the outline. Oh, isn't there a Pegasus somewhere? And I'm thinking, where are people getting this? And I'm realizing it's from the video that's being shot. One of my favorite people to talk to on the show, and it's been a while since he's been back on with us, but we have a lot of fun when we crunch numbers and talk about the city of Dallas. John Crawford with Downtown Dallas. He can tell us all about the economic impacts of what's happened now with these sporting teams. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Kate, I'm doing great. It's good to talk with you again. And, you know, sports has always been big in Dallas with the Cowboys for years and years. But, you know, the last couple of years we've been on a roll, starting with about 19 months ago when we had the NBA All-Star Weekend. We certainly had the Mavs winning the NBA championship, the Rangers in the World Series last year. We had the Super Bowl. And, of course, this year we're Go Rangers. We think we're going to win the whole enchilada this year. And Sporting News just named DFW as the number one sporting city in the country. And that's big business for us in a number of ways. Directly, you know, we'll have an economic development impact probably from the Rangers being here of probably just $12 to $15 million. That was very similar to the economic development impact we had when the Mavericks won the NBA championship. And then indirectly, to your point, Dallas has been front and center nationally and internationally on TV and through the print media and so forth. And I can't tell you how much Ranger material you see people wearing around town, being in support of the Rangers. And then probably the last thing in terms of big business is the Ranger franchise has gone up substantially in terms of, you know, the success they've had the last couple of years. So sports has always been important to Dallas and downtown, but it's particularly important right now.
So you've got the sports element that could attract people also to moving to Dallas, and
right,
it's rooting and that kind of stuff. And who knows, because we see the influx of people coming in the direction of Texas in general. But
you
also,
bet.
Hasn't the convention business kicked
yeah.
up too? Because that's big.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. The exposure that we're getting through all these sporting events is parlaying into relocations, companies that are considering relocation. There's a sports element there that they like to be part of, vibrancy and excitement that sports brings. And then the fact that we've just built a new Dallas Omni Convention Center Hotel, we're beginning to book more and bigger conventions. And I would tell you the exposures that we're getting throughout the country in terms of sports is adding to why people would want to come to the Dallas area to have something fun to do when they're not sitting in our Dallas Convention Center. So all around, directly and indirectly, it's a huge economic play.
Yeah. And don't you get, somebody told me this, because I've had friends from Philadelphia that have come here for big conventions on business, and one of them told me recently something about you get incredible travel discounts, number one, and the group travel ends up accounting for more than 50% of the hotel stays in Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does, and you have to look at all those different packages, the way they're put together. But Dallas has become much more aggressive, not only in facilities and marketing, but just reaching out to the convention businesses to attract bigger conventions, and more tourism to Dallas, and we're willing to reach out and be competitive to earn that.
Yeah, and you have to do that, right? You have to. That's something
yeah.
you get on that horse, and you just got to keep riding that because
well,
you can't. There's no coasting.
Yeah, it's no different than any other business. I mean, you gotta be able to sell what the customer wants to buy versus, you know, what you want to sell. And what that amounts to is being competitive with cities like Orlando, Las Vegas, LA, New York, Chicago, Miami. And so we've got to put things on the table that make it not only appealing from quality of life, fun, but financially it's got to make sense. And so that's what we're doing.
Now, the city of Dallas itself, and this is what I was saying, how people have preconceived ideas of what it is. Like I said,
right.
good or bad, meaning they're thinking, I mean, if you real, some people who have never been to Texas just have this idea that it's like J.R. Ewing, which, by the way, is back again, and that's not a bad thing, Dallas. But people have this idea that it's ranchers and everybody's wearing 10-gallon hats and handlebar mustache. That's not true.
That's a spinoff from the old television days with J.R. and Dallas and South Fork and so on. And you know, that's still internationally, people still reflect back to that and think of that. But more and more, we've changed our brand. We've changed our image, you know, to become more conventional and modern in terms of a diversity of economy, why it's a good place to live, why it's a good place to work, why it's a good place to play at this point, which, you know, is a whole new branding and marketing concept of why people are now looking more closely at downtown and Dallas, the city of Dallas.
Do you find that more people, because I'm seeing this trend in other cities, and Chicago, of course, is a different kind of city, but a lot of people were moving out to the burbs. Now they're coming back into the city. Philadelphia, they're doing that.
Yeah,
they're doing
yeah.
it in Boston. Are they doing it in Dallas?
Yeah, the whole mindset of the younger generations have changed to where they want to be part of an urban environment. They want to live, work, and play. And parenthetically, I would also tell you there's an empty nester component that people are 55 and older whose kids are out of the house and they're getting close to retirement. They don't want to futz with the yards and have to be on the expressway 2 hours a day. And that's all driving people more and more into downtown, into the urban environment that we are now offering.
Yeah. And so business is good. There's more buildings going up, that kind of thing, more rents,
yeah.
more people renting?
We've got more residential construction. The North Texas area leads the country in multifamily construction right now. And part of that is related to everything that we've been talking about in terms of why people want to be here. When you compare Texas and Dallas and downtown to New York and California, the overtaxation and overregulation that's occurring on the coasts, and the fact that Illinois has raised their personal income tax 67%, their business tax 47%, our phone, frankly, is ringing off the hook in terms of all the good things that Texas has to offer right now versus other parts of the country. So, yeah, you bet. Business is good, and we're glad to have it, and we're not resting on our laurels. We're not trying to be overconfident. It is what it is, but fortunately, we're in a great position right now.
Yeah, what's the next big thing sporting-wise? I don't, off the top of my head, I was trying to think because everything's just happened, the NBA All-Star Game,
We've
the Super Bowl.
We've got the Final Four is coming here in 2014.
Final Four, wow.
That's the next major event. And probably the other major focus is trying to get the Cowboys back on stream and have them be in the Super Bowl and us getting another Super Bowl. I suspect that 2016 has already been given out. But I think that 2017, we could be a player for bringing the Super Bowl back here. And in the scheme of things, that may sound like a long time, but it's really not.
Yeah, when you talk about, for people around the country who know that have been to a Final Four in Indianapolis or Seattle
yeah.
or any place, you start to get ready for that now, don't you?
Oh, we are getting ready for it now, you bet. I mean, that's just not something you do the day before. I mean, first of all, we had to work to earn it, and we got it. And now we've got to start putting things in motion to accommodate all that brings. Just like, it's comparable to an NBA final. It's comparable to a Super Bowl. It's comparable to it's all those things. I mean, they're no different. You have to work to get prepared to put your best foot forward, and that's what we always try to do in terms of whether it's a business event, whether it's a sporting event, or whatever it is. We always put our best foot forward, and it takes a lot of time and effort. And I like to say, success is a team sport. And fortunately, the whole Dallas community pitches in and helps us to achieve putting our best foot forward.
Yeah, and you do. I'm sure you do, John, because I've seen this in other cities I've been. Aren't you always curious? Would people from Connecticut or Illinois or wherever, they come, they spend some time here and they leave. Aren't you curious what they found and how they liked it?
Yeah, I am curious about it. And fortunately, we get a huge amount of input. Our organization, for example, we have a cadre of downtown safety patrol officers who reach out to be not only promote public safety, but to be ambassadors. And you'd be amazed at how much feedback we get from folks that were helped by our downtown safety patrol and other ambassadors out there. And believe me, they're certainly not bashful when they have a bad experience. They let you know that right off the bat. And fortunately, they're kind enough to let us know when they have some good experiences, and we're getting a lot of very positive input that way.
All right, that's good news. John Crawford, Downtown Dallas, it's your business. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight again.
Thanks, Kate. Good to talk with you.
You too.